Darth Maar was left momentarily speechless at the unexpected show of support. Given Rictus's many years on the Dark Council, his approval would go a long way toward winning the others over.
We were willing to give the seat to Grievous if he defeated the Republican Lerator,
Mortis chimed in.
Since Carid claimed the victory, she deserves the prize.
Maar was even more surprised by Mortis's support. His sphere of influence was laws and justice. And even though the Empire's version of justice could often be summarized as might makes right, he'd assume Mortis would be outraged by what Carid had done.
Grievous was your candidate, he said, looking for clarification.
You don't want to seek revenge for his death?
I thought Grievous was more powerful than Carid,
he replied.
But his death proves otherwise. She issued a challenge, and he accepted by firing on her ship. A fatal mistake. It seems I underestimated the Falleen.
She took bold action, Darth Ravage added. She saw what she wanted, and she seized it. If more of the other Sith Lords beneath us followed her example, the Republic would not have us running like cowards.
Their words momentarily caught Maar by surprise. Though Carid's actions were perfectly in line with the traditional ways of the Sith, he thought it would take longer for the rest of the Dark Council to overcome their inherent prejudice and welcome a member of a lesser species into their ranks. However, he understood that their willingness to embrace Carid was still driven by the one trait they all shared: self-preservation. As Dark Lords of the Sith, they understood the power of Carid's ship and the opportunity she represented. The spear was vital if they hoped to turn the tide of the Galactic War. And down the road, Carid could be a powerful ally to use against not only the Republic, but also the other members of the Dark Council. For now, they would invite her in with open arms, each publicly voicing support to try to win her over as they bided their time. Waiting patiently, they would play their political games, trying to twist her allegiance so they could use her and her ship to their own advantage, even as they slowly plotted her destruction. In other words, they would see her as they each saw every other member of the Dark Council, simultaneously a potential ally and a potential enemy. Maar sighed inwardly. Carid had not hesitated to wipe out a fellow Dark Lord to advance her own career, even though the loss of Grievous made the Empire more vulnerable to the Republic. He had hoped the Falleen might be more open to his efforts to unify the Sith against a common foe, but she had proven herself to be as much a student of the old ways as all the others. Despite his best efforts, the culture of backstabbing and infighting still prevailed. The Emperor had kept it under control by virtue of his own unassailable position and power. But in his absence, it was eating away at the core of the Empire. And Maar was starting to doubt if he, or any among the great Sith Lords, would be able to stop it.